Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. And today we're talking about how to deal with conflict. There's kind of a black and white to it. It's either productive and creative or destructive. That's it. Period, end of story. A lot of people think that when they avoid a conflict that it's creative. Well, avoiding a conflict usually lets things build up. Yes, there are times that avoiding it allowed something else to happen and to resolve it over a period of time, and that's an interesting rationalization. But avoidance generally leads to bigger conflict and bigger explosions down the road. So creative versus destructive. Creative means that you're learning and growing and something positive is coming out of it. Destructive means that the relationship is being weakened. You may get your way, but if you were too dominant, you may have weakened the relationship. You may avoid the overt conflict, but if you please the other person too much, you're going to end up resenting them eventually. Sure, compromise works sometimes, but it doesn't work for ongoing long-term conflict. And yeah, there are times that you should avoid. There are times that it's just not worth the investment. You go to pick your car up and you paid for several thousand dollars of work to be done, and you see this $15 part that you question. It may not be worth your time to dig into that. At the same time, you may see that they changed the filter on your car, and you just changed the filter last week, in which case you may choose to split the difference. That's a compromise that works where you cover the cost of the filter, they cover the labor. And then there's always the best kind of conflict, which is a win-win conflict, where you both win. And win-win-win, where you both win and somebody else wins because the two of you resolved it. That's a great kind of conflict. How do we get to this kind of conflict happening? Well, we have certain rules of engagement. There are seven of them, to be exact. But today we're going to talk about three of them. Assuming 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction. Nobody gets more than 50% of the blame, and you always tell and agree with the truth in what the other person says. Very, very important. So we had a couple in that were criticizing each other. Neither of them agreed with the truth of what the other one was saying. Yet they were both right in their criticism. They weren't agreeing with the truth always. They certainly weren't taking 50% of the blame, and they certainly weren't taking 100% responsibility for their own satisfaction. When we listened to it and we pointed out that it sounded like they were both right, they relaxed, each of them feeling affirmed from us in a way that they had not felt affirmed with each other. Then we were able to start looking at the blind spot that each of them brought in, because he was complaining about her sloppiness. Well, he had a disorderly house growing up, and he wanted order to avoid some of his internal upset. She was complaining about him being so controlling. Well, she had an overly controlling parent. Once we got through the fights about their life and got into what the lesson was for each of them, they were able to take 100% responsibility, realize that nobody got more than 50% of the blame, and they were able to orient to the truth, and the initial conflict just ended, went away. And they ended up closer to each other, understanding each other more, and coming up with new ways to manage their life together. So we really want you to understand that it's either constructive or destructive. You're either moving the relationship forward or you're moving it back. And there are no incidental, unimportant, moments in this game. None. Period. End of story. None. Now, interestingly, we had a lot of people respond to the invitation to today's blog talk. However, interestingly, they didn't stay on. So we're going to give you a couple of the questions that people sent in to us. The first one was an online question. It says, how do you work with getting information out of a passive partner without persecuting? Well, for starters, let's look at why we want to persecute that passive partner. We want to persecute them because we're not feeling affirmed in the conversation. We want to persecute them, punish them, because we feel hurt by their non-responsiveness. We also feel distrustful by their non-communicativeness. So one of the things that you can do in a situation like that is tell the truth about how difficult it is for you responsibly. 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction. If you really need the information, ask them how they'd like you to go about getting. Make sure you listen to the truth of what it is that they tell you. Our next write-in question was, how do I handle a situation where my partner volunteers to do something for me but then doesn't do it? Oh, is that a common? You said you would. That leads to the you love something more than me fights. He ends up watching TV and sports instead of the honey-do list that you have for him. She tells you that she's going to have the house in shape by a certain point, and she doesn't. You feel invalidated. Trustworthiness, being able to trust each other, is central in relationships. And you've got to ask yourself, does your partner really want you to trust them, or are they trying to condition you to lower your expectations so that you won't do that? Were they harassed and harangued by parents who were never satisfied, and so they're trying to train you to harass and harangue them to get what you want? Hard to tell. But 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction. Maybe that you need to escalate this whole thing. Maybe that you need to show them how much it hurts with aggression if telling them how much it hurts doesn't work by itself. 50-50, nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. Tell me, is your partner not doing those things because you want so much of them or that you expect so little of them? And what are the truths that aren't getting oriented to? Because after a while, when they tell you they'll do something, you can't possibly believe them. So you might as well start challenging them up front on that, saying, hang on, how are we going to know it's going to happen? Now, then you can get into consequences, learning and growing, and whatever is going on for each of you in the relationship. But this is a particularly frustrating one, and it has a lot of different elements to it that we talk about in The Heart of the Fight, A Couple's Guide to 15 Common Fights, what they mean and how they can bring you closer. So for today, that's all we have. Unless there's another last-minute call that comes in, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And if you'd like more information on our workshops and networking events, visit rightliving.com. That's wrightliving.com. If you'd like to ask a question on the show verbally or with email, send it to hello@rightliving.com. Hello@rightliving.com. What we're about here is energizing your life so you can ignite your world. We're looking at the couple so that the couple can be the greatest support to you and your mission in the world and can be a blessing in the world in and of itself. So thank you for joining us on your personal power conversation, energizing your life and igniting your world. Thank you. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright.